Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassiter, and Corey Labounty.
Good morning and welcome to the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha, coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Hyundai and Toyota Studios right here in beautiful Mobile, Alabama. It's Saturday. That means it's Senior Bowl Saturday along the Gulf Coast, and we're going to be blessed with some beautiful weather. Want to welcome everyone to the Gulf Coast and the Port City. Hope you get an opportunity to go out and celebrate and enjoy this beautiful weather and the Senior Bowl that will be held at Ladd Peebles Stadium today. Kickoff scheduled for 1:30, and Mobile, Alabama and surrounding areas, come out and support this game. See the future NFL stars live and in person. They're going to have some great giveaways, and you'll have an opportunity just to tailgate outside in beautiful weather today. And this morning, Rick Cleveland's on assignment, but as always, joining me is to my left is Coach Mark Lassiter and Dalton Orwig on the board and Phillips on the phone lines. If you want to chime in and talk about high school sports along the Gulf Coast or really even statewide, you can do so, giving us a call at 251-343-0106. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Everybody doing all right this morning?
Too blessed to be stressed, Coach.
Absolutely. What a beautiful day it is outside. A little chilly.
I think it'll warm up for the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, I think so, too, yeah.
And, you know, normally the Senior Bowl, we don't have the best of weather in Mobile.
Yes.
Last year it was a little bit rainy, as rainy as it has been before, but today it should be a nice day out there at Ladd.
Everybody who's missing football already, you got a chance to go watch some. You better go get your fix because it's just about over. So go watch some of these great kids come out and play in this Senior Bowl as they finish up their last part of their collegiate lives and get ready to move into the NFL.
One of the Senior Bowlers that is near and dear to a lot of people's heart here locally is going to be Deshaun Davis, who was honored yesterday at Vigor High School. Got a key to the city of Pritchard, and you know, that's just an awesome experience to be able to come home, enjoy yourself amongst all your family and friends. Had a wonderful and stellar career at Auburn and was able to run the show as their leader on the defense, and really is trying to improve his stock and get drafted this week. So him and Mr. Archery from Blount High School, two local guys, where they honored them both yesterday, one at Blount and one at Vigor. So anytime you can see local guys playing the game who prepped right here in Mobile, Alabama, it's also an awesome experience.
You know, one of the things that I love most about these types of things, you know, Deshaun left here as a high school kid right out of Pritchard, Alabama, and goes to Auburn and just does a great job. Not only does he represent himself and his family well, he represents his community and his school and all the things that, you know, you never heard anything bad about Deshaun Davis. He goes out and just does what's right, does it the best he can, plays with a big, big heart. And those are the things that I cherish as a coach, is seeing kids leave their hometown, go do something great, and do it with class and dignity and honor. Then they come back, and the city and their community wraps their arms around and says, thank you. What an awesome thing for Deshaun, and look forward to watching him play today.
And we'll be talking about that and some other guys that are going to be playing in the game today, some guys that I'm looking forward to watching play, because it's an opportunity all year long. You watch guys on television, whether it's in the Pac-12 or whether it's in the Big East, you have an opportunity to see them right here in your own backyard throughout this entire week. And you have Coach Shanahan and Coach Gruden, two guys that are well known in the NFL. Of course, Coach Gruden doing his Monday night stint, now taking over for the Raiders. So you have an opportunity to see Chucky on the sidelines in person is going to be fun. And joining us now on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines is James Dennis. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Coach. And I guess you've got the Tennessee Titan in there with Tennessee Ball.
He's got his hat on, James. He's got his hat on.
So good to enjoy listening to y'all, and you're right, it's an absolutely gorgeous day. Unfortunately, I'm headed down I-10 toward Jacksonville, but it's just a gorgeous day, you know, and a great day for the Senior Bowl. So often, as y'all well know, we end up in a situation where we either got 30-mile-an-hour winds you know, 28 degrees, rain or something. So they've been blessed today, Corey. Just a great day for a game.
Without question, James. Just want to, again, encourage everyone to come out. If you haven't already gotten your ticket, there are tickets still available to where you can go to Lab People Stadium and purchase those tickets for 1:30 kickoff today, North versus South format. Again,
tailgate.
The game a little bit different.
Tailgate.
Have a cocktail.
That's right. Have a cocktail, tailgate. And, Corey, by the way, thank you very much for taking care of that, those tickets for me. That's very kind of you.
My pleasure, James.
One thing this week that I saw that I whose worth might have gone up in terms of the draft or moved in some, Hunter Renfro. He comes in not as fast as Rabbit on the track, but by gosh, you put him in a formation to where a linebacker's got to, you know, got to follow him and go against him. Hunter can pick up some downs. He's been a clutch player, and I think he's had a wonderful week at the Senior Bowl, like a lot of folks. But I sure have been impressed by his quickness.
You know, James, I'm right with you on that. I've always been impressed with Hunter. I remember, you know, a couple years ago when they played Alabama in the national championship game, he was one-on-one a lot with Minka Fitzpatrick, who is was a first-round draft pick last year. And I think he scored two touchdowns on Minka.
He was the difference in that game.
Yes.
He absolutely spun him around a number of times because he's so quick. And when Fitzpatrick couldn't cover him, but he's not the fastest that they look for. But, boy, he is quick. And I certainly think any NFL team that grabs him, and I hope all the owners are listening to us today, and I'm sure they are based on our coverage. Got to throw that in there, guys. But anyway, I think he'll do well with an NFL team. So
I agree.
It's a good week for the Senior Bowl. Look, I'm not going to take up y'all's valuable time. It is good speaking with you. Mark, it is so good to hear a strong voice out of you.
Thank you, buddy.
You've had a wonderful year there. And y'all be kind to Dalt today, would you? Be very kind.
Always got to be kind to Dalt.
And be generous to him. And Roll Tide, go Senior Bowl, guys. Y'all have a wonderful show, as always. I'm listening to you, so take care, guys.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, James.
See you later. Bye-bye.
You know, he's right about Hunter Renfro. All you had to do is watch last Sunday, Julian Edelman made some catches in that ball game. Now, he's another guy, doesn't have the greatest speed, doesn't have the great size, doesn't have all these intangibles everybody thinks you got to have. He just makes plays.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Hunter Renfro does. You know, those kind of guys are valuable because they know how to get open. They know leverage. They're quick. And they got a lot of guts. You know, they don't mind catching it over the middle and getting tattooed.
So. I guess the word is on Monday when all the players came out in the convention center for the weigh-ins that Renfro, of course, caught a lot of flack, it seems, from a lot of the fans. I mean, from a lot of the scouts and media up there in the stands because he's a little guy. He's pretty slight. But we know of some of those in the NFL that they're those third down safety they're right there when you need them on third down because they're able to make those quick moves at the line of scrimmage. I bet Renfro has a pretty nice NFL career.
And I tell you, what was interesting on Wednesday when I had an opportunity to go by practice, and I can officially say Hunter Renfro is no longer a Clemson Tiger. He's gone off of their roster because I actually saw him with the Senior Bowl gear on, so I know a lot of Alabama
fans. He's been there a while.
Forever. But, you know, you look at him, he's not that tall. I mean, I'm 5'11", so when he stood next to me, he looked like he might have, I don't know what his official measurements were, but I would have to guess maybe 5'9", 5'10", but his hands are definitely solid because you didn't see him drop a lot of balls throughout his Clemson career.
Another guy who, reading some of the reports, did a lot for his draft stock this week, and it dropped a lot over the course of the season, but Jarrett Stidham, they said, came in this week and had a really nice week of practice. I think he won the Senior Bowl quarterback award for best practice week. He might not be up there with Kyler Murray's and who's our guy from Ohio State who's looking like he's probably going to be the first quarterback off the board.
Oh, what's his name?
But
I've got brain
lock. He hasn't quite risen to there, but he certainly did a lot for himself this Senior Bowl week, that's for sure.
You know, I think Jarrett Stidham, you know, I remember not this past season, but the season 1 year ago, that guy was on fire. I mean, a lot of it has to do with his offensive line. A lot of it has to do with what's going on around him. It's not all his fault. You know, and I think he got frustrated as the year went along. So I believe this is a great breath of fresh air for Jarrett, and I hope he does well. He's a great kid. You know, you can just tell he's just a fine young man. And he's had to move around through his career a little bit. You know, he went to three different places before he finally settled or third place was Auburn, and now he's getting to go a shot to the NFL. Hope somebody takes him. Hope he has a great career.
All the guys just trying to increase their draft stock, and what better place than to do it than right here in Mobile, Alabama, the NFL Network here all week long, covering the game today as well. So get out and support the Senior Bowl kickoff at 1:30 today at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Corey LeBounty, Mark Lasseter, Dalton Orwig on the board, and Philip on the phone lines. Call us at 251-343-0106. High school basketball, a lot of it coming up next.
And we were talking Dwayne Haskins, right? Dwayne Haskins, the guy.
The CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. This segment of the Prep Sports Report, presented by Green & Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha, coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Hyundai and Toyota Studio. Corey LeBounty sitting in for the big guy, Rick Cleveland, who's on assignment today, wishing him safe travels. Mark Lasseter, Dalton Orwick, Philip on the phone lines. 251-343-0106 is how you can reach us. Again, that's 251-343-0106. You can call in and talk to us on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines. And someone we're going to talk to this morning on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication line is Baker Boys basketball coach David Armstrong. Coach Armstrong and his Hornets have been playing real tough basketball. Took a tough loss last night to the McGill-Tulane Yellow Jackets, but have already clinched and won their area championship. So to talk about winning the area championship this year will be the head coach of the Baker Hornets, David Armstrong. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Coach. How you doing, Corey?
Too blessed to be stressed this morning, brother. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report. And talk to us a little bit about your season so far. I know you guys were able to secure the area. Had an opportunity to watch you get a big win over the Theodore Bobcats last week, and things are continuing to go well for you this season as you'll be hosting the area tournament.
Yeah, we've done a great job what we needed to do in our area. We played a really tough schedule this year, so our record's 14-12. So we've played some tough teams, playing McGill out of conference, playing Blount, BC Rain, played LaFleur, Vigor, Vestavia Hills. I mean, we've played a lot of tough teams this year to kind of get us prepared for our area's schedule, and we went 7-1 in area. We lost, our only loss in area was to Theodore. We lost to them by 2. Had a chance to win that game, but gave it away towards the end. But our guys have done a great job doing what they need to do so we could host the area tournament this year. We're excited about hosting, giving us a chance to make it back to regionals again.
When you talk about making it to regionals, it's one of those situations in 7A basketball. There's only 16 teams, so there is no sub-region play. So it's so critical to win that first area game so you can survive in advance. But tell us about a couple of your players. I know Jalen Lilly is a definite scorer for you, but Kristen Davis had 13 points last night against McGill-Tulane.
Yeah, Chris Davis has been our leading scorer most of the season. Jalen Lilly's starting to kind of come around here at the end of the year and starting to play like we know Jalen Lilly can play. He was very good last night against McGill. We had a tough time scoring as a team last night, but Jalen played really, really well. We got sophomore point guard Christian Bedgood, who's had nights this year where he scored 20 and 25. He's going to be a real special player, and he's coming along great as well. I've got junior forward / center and Cade Collier, who's also starting to find himself this year. I thought he did a great job against a really good player in Cole LaRue last night. I think we're trending in the right direction. I think we took a tough loss last night not being able to make the shots we needed to make, but I think we are headed in the way we need to go in order to make it back to regionals. And I think whoever comes out of the South Regional in 7A, I think it's wide open. I think out of our area, it's, MGM's got a chance, Theodore's got a chance, we got a chance. I think out of the area 2, you got McGill and Fairhope, they're good. But I think I think we can compete with just about any of those guys.
Well, you're talking about competing, Coach. A couple of things. The region has moved away from Dothan and is now moving to a Montgomery site. How excited are you to see that change and have an opportunity to get a new venue this year?
Well, considering I'm the bus driver for the team, too, that's a lot better drive than trying to drive all the way to Dothan. I didn't mind going to Dothan. I have friends and family that live up there, so I like the Dothan area. And they did a great job with the tournament there, but it was such a long way to go to play a team that's 20 miles away from us or 10 miles away from us on a regular basis. I think the Academics will be a great place to go play. I've only been there once. I went there and watched the All-Star game this summer. So I'm excited to see how that works and kind of the different dynamic of going to Montgomery as opposed to driving the 4.5 hours it takes to get to Dothan.
We're speaking with David Armstrong, who's the head boys basketball coach at Baker High School. And, again, they won their area and will host the area tournament. Coach, I know it kind of differs on different dates depending on what the girls do, but what will be the hosting dates that you will host the area tournament at Baker High School?
So we are going to host our 4-5 game, which will be between Alma Bryant and Davidson, will be hosted on Tuesday of not next week but the week after. That is Tuesday the 5th. They'll play at 6:30. The semifinal rounds, which are the games you got to win in order to make it to regionals, will be held on Thursday at our gym. That's the 7th. MGM and Theodore will play at 6, and then we'll play at 7:30 against the winner of the 4-5 game that's on Tuesday, and the area championship game will be Friday night at 8 o'clock.
So that's in 2 weeks. So this week will end up your regular season play. Who do the Baker Hornets play this coming week?
Well, I don't know who did our schedule. That guy's not real smart. But we play Blunt tomorrow, or play Blunt on Monday, and then we play BC Rain for senior night on Thursday, and then we travel to Saraland Friday. So we got three tough ones this week.
One of the great things about high school basketball is the growth of the Alabama Association of Basketball Coaches. We have about 3 minutes left and want to talk to you about the growth of the Alabama and the new growth of the Alabama Association of Basketball Coaches and how that's going to help develop the overall game from a boys and girls standpoint.
I think first of all, it's going to give us a voice for basketball. I like the Alabama High School Athletic Association. I think they do a great job. I think we just need more basketball coaches speaking up for basketball. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do that can make our game better that we're going to try to push forward and talk to them about. You know, Coach Nyland, Coach Arrow, they're doing a great job, you know, getting things together. Coach Robinson did a great job trying to get all of it put together for us. You know, things like shot clock, pushing the season back a week, different playoff structure, things that, you know, we think will help basketball in the long run are going to be huge. And to have this voice for us is unbelievable because we really need it.
No doubt about that, Coach. And I'm glad that we actually have a voice for the coaches now in an association. And again, talk to us a little bit about what was the atmosphere on Baker's campus on Friday where your Lady Hornets upset the number 2 team in the state of Alabama, the Lady Yellow Jackets. They defeated McGill-Tulane 47-44. Lauren Walker and her guys played a heck of a game against the Yellow Jackets and stole one and ended a 20-game winning streak by McGill-Tulane.
Yeah, I am so happy for Coach Walker and her girls, man. They are playing their butts off this year. If we had a girl on campus that could play that's about 6'2", I'm telling you right now, we could beat just about anybody in the state. They are playing really well. Just to kind of back up a step, they played Davidson earlier in the week, who's also a top 10 7A girls team, and took them to overtime. And then went into McGill and beat number 2 McGill at McGill. You know, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. They can beat just about anybody, too. You know, and I'm very happy for them, very proud of them. You know, they deserve lots of recognition for what they've been doing. You know, watch out for Baker High School. Those girls are going to make a show up in regionals when they make it there.
No doubt about it. Coach David Armstrong taking the time to join us this morning on the Prep Sports Report, kind of summing up where his Baker Hornets are, talking some Lady Hornet basketball as well. So we want to wish you the best in this last regular season week that you have. If you haven't had an opportunity to go out and support high school basketball, you need to do so, because, again, there's only 1 week left of regular season basketball, and then we proceed to the area tournament. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. We look forward to talking to you down the line.
No problem, Corey. Thank you for calling.
You look at it, Coach Lasseter, one of the biggest things that we talked about is the Alabama Association of Basketball Coaches being formed, and it's so important for coaches to have a voice and to let the state know what's on their minds.
It is, and when you have an organization that can get together and have, you know, have a one voice together, and then they can take those thoughts to the Alabama High School Athletic Association. It is helpful rather than just having one school send in a proposal or one group do this. When you have an organization of basketball coaches who do share ideas, it gives them a voice. It gives them a way to say, we as this basketball group would like for you to look at this, and I think it's important.
You're listening to the Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Prep Sports Report is brought to you by Future Ones, providers of practice apparel and scout team jerseys with interchangeable numbers. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report. Corey LeBounty here. Mark Lasseter, Dalton Norwick, Philip on the phone lines, Rick Cleveland on assignment. Joining us now on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines is someone near and dear to Mobile, Alabama. Today is Senior Bowl Saturday, and 1 year ago here in Mobile, Alabama, Ito Smith, who prepped at McGill-Tulane, went on to Southern Miss and is now playing running back for the Atlanta Falcons, is Ito Smith. Good morning, Ito.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Outstanding, brother. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report. I know you're back in Mobile, Alabama, getting ready to enjoy the Senior Bowl today, but want to kind of back up 1 year ago. You had an opportunity to be where these young people are right now 1 year ago. What advice would you give to those gentlemen who are getting ready to play the game today and as they move forward to the draft process?
Well, they already had the week of practice, so it's mainly just have a great week of practice. Go out there and compete every day. In the game time, just do what you've always done your whole life. When it's game time, go out there and show out. But as far as the draft process, just trusting in the Lord, and just giving it your all for combine training or pro day training, whatever you're doing, and let everything work itself out.
Ito, you had a great week of practice at the Senior Bowl last year, and of course that was parlayed into being picked up by the Atlanta Falcons in the fourth round of the draft. What was that day like for you when you got picked up by Atlanta? Where were you? How'd you celebrate?
Oh man, I was so happy. It was crazy. I was at the crib with the family. I was eating some crawfish. I didn't even know Atlanta they were going to draft me, and because I had a workout with the running back coach. So after the workout, he didn't talk to me no more. So I was watching the draft, and next thing you know, the Falcons on the clock, and I get a call from another Georgia number, 404 number. I looked at my family. I was like, I think the Falcons about to draft me. And then I picked up the phone, and it was the GM. But yeah, man, it was a blessing. I was so happy. I didn't expect it. And I told my coach, my running back coach, I said, man, you ain't tell me nothing, man. I ain't know y'all was getting me filled. Be low key over here.
That's awesome.
You have to love that. Ito Smith, the starting running back for the Atlanta Falcons, scored his first career touchdown against the Cincinnati Bengals this season. Ito, what did you do with that football, and what did it feel like actually scoring your first NFL touchdown?
Man, I was so happy, man. I was just happy to get it out the way, man. Cause I ain't know when it was gonna happen. I was like, man, I don't know when it's gonna happen. So I was happy. I finally got it out the way, and I gave the football to my mom.
That's
she owned all my stuff.
See, that's awesome. You give it to your mom. And again, Ito, you had an opportunity to play at McGill-Tulane right here along the Gulf Coast. Bart Sessions was your coach. Tell us what you learned from Coach Sessions and your time at McGill-Tulane and how it's helped prepare you from the high school standpoint to flourish at Southern Miss the way that you did.
Oh, just at McGill, man, you know, competing, man. That's what I think I learned the most at McGill. Man, guys there, it's a whole bunch of talent at McGill. You got to just go out every day at practice and give it your all to get the winning spot. And I carried that on with me to college and to the NFL. So I think that's the main thing, just compete in a competitor.
You know, NFL coaches, they put a premium on their backs. They can catch the ball out of the backfield nowadays, especially. You got your Todd Gurley's, Ezekiel Elliott's, Deion Lewis's of the world. You have some great hands, and I'm wondering, was that natural ability? Did you put did you focus hard on being able to catch the ball out of the backfield, or have you always been able to catch, or did you put a lot of work into it also?
Oh, yeah. I was on my always God-given talent, but when I got to college, my running back coach, he played running back, and he was a smaller guy too. He was like, man, you gotta make sure your hands right, because you're a smaller back, so you want to catch out the backfield. And I took to it and catch 150 balls every day, and just made sure my hands were where they needed to be.
You know, Ito, I was very fortunate to watch you play when you were in high school at McGill, and have watched your career and just been so impressed. And we were talking earlier today about how impressed we are with guys like you who make it out of our area here we live in and go on to play college ball, go into the NFL, whatever they do, and do a great job at it and come back home and welcome you guys because of what you represent, to your family, your school. It just makes us really feel really good about guys like you who set an example for young kids to find a way to make it no matter what the odds are.
Oh, yeah, man, for sure. It's a lot of talent in Mobile, man. One of the talented cities in the state. And I think it's just important for kids to have somebody to look up to, having a role model. A lot of kids don't, so us athletes, we can help out by being that role model.
Speaking of role models, the Atlanta Falcons, they've got another local guy up there that you joined the team and he was already there, Julio Jones. Talk a little bit about his leadership in Atlanta and along with Matt Ryan, a couple veterans who've been in the league a long time and know how to win.
Oh, just being precise, I think. I remember the first time I had ran a route, I think I ran it about 3 yards and it was supposed to be 5. Julio was like, you know, you just ran a 3-yard route. just helping me out, just being all of the little details. You might not think they matter, but they actually do. So that was one thing with him and Matt. Matt just me being a guy that he can trust, you know, gaining his trust, letting him know that I got his back. I could pick up the block for him when he needed a check down to throw it to. He could throw it to me, I'll be there, I'll be open to catch the ball.
Well, I tell you what, you made a little Atlanta Falcons history. You had your third rushing touchdown and were the first rookie in franchise history to score 3 rushing touchdowns in 3 consecutive games. So that was, I know that had to make you extremely happy, and as well as the rest of your Falcons teammates. But talk about the endurance and what you learned in year number 1 about keeping your body healthy and what it will take in year number 2 trying to stay healthy with the Atlanta Falcons on that long grind.
Oh, just taking care of your body, eating right, and making sure you work out, and just getting to sleep and stuff, because you don't realize it, but season is very long. It's a 20-game season, including the preseason. We got to count. And then you have 4 preseason games. Then you got 16 games. We didn't go to the playoffs this year, but that's another 3 or 4 games if you go to the Super Bowl. So it's a long season, so you got to be in it for the longevity. You got to take care of your body.
You were really coming on strong midway through the year this year, getting a lot of touches. And I know I wasn't the only one in South Alabama who was just sick when you went down with that knee injury in December. Everybody wants to know, how's your recovery from knee surgery going? Are you going to be ready to go when it comes time for training camp this summer?
Oh, man, I'm going to be ready for OTA, man. It was just a three-week recovery. It wasn't a big surgery. It wasn't nothing. I didn't tear any ligaments or nothing. It was small surgery.
That's a good thing to know, Ito. All right, we need your Super Bowl prediction. Who are you going with in this year's Super Bowl?
Who you think, Brady?
You're going to go with the GOAT and Tom Brady. So there you have it. He's going to go with Brady. He thinks that the Patriots will go ahead and get it done. I know you were happy that the Saints didn't make it. Most Falcon fans were cheering against the New Orleans Saints. But at the same time, if you go with Tom Brady, I'm going to have to agree with you because that's probably who I'm going to go with as well. But Ito Smith, I tell you what, congratulations to you, brother. You've done an outstanding job thus far in your career. We want to continue to follow you, continue to watch you do well, and watched you from McGill Tulane to Southern Miss, now for the Atlanta Falcons. And each and every Sunday, I know you're on my fantasy team, and I picked you up for a reason because you got to support the local guys and want to continue to see you do a great job.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And everybody, come out to the Senior Bowl today. Games are almost sold out. They're giving away $10,000. You buy a $10 ticket, and you might have a chance to win $10,000. So come on out. Y'all ain't got nothing to do anyway. The city dead.
That's right.
To the Senior Bowl.
That's right. Thank you, Ito.
All right.
Ito Smith, starting running back for the Atlanta Falcons, joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report, talking about his high school career, moving on to college, and now the NFL. Always great to talk to one of the locals who have made it.
Yeah, you know, every year when we come into Senior Bowl week, you see that the names on the list that could do the most to their draft stock, and it's usually guys from the smaller schools, you know, Southern Miss, Jacksonville State, a lot of the D2 and D3 schools that somehow get a guy into the game. And Ito did a lot for his own draft stock last year. We were talking about it going into the game. And then to be picked up by Atlanta, that's step one and step two. But step three is showing you can do it with the big boys on the NFL field. And I really thought this year Ito started playing really, really well when he started getting the chance to get out there and get some touches. It's unfortunate he went down in December because I think he would have kept adding on to that. I know he had at least one really long run. Was this a 60-yard run or something like that, 60-yard touchdown run? But it's just great to see a guy from McGill Tulane go to Southern Miss and then make it so far in the NFL.
You know, what I really like is what he kept talking about, and everything we talked about what he has done, there was always a mention of the work he put in. Every time there was saying, every time he said, it takes hard work, I had to do this, you know. Because if you look back on his career, coming out of high school, he was a three-star prospect, and we know how the stars go, and some are right and some are wrong. Even he was two-star by some, you know. And so it wasn't a whole lot of publicity about Ito. And then he goes to Southern Miss, and there's not a whole lot of publicity for him there. But then he has a really good, solid career there, you know, comes to the Senior Bowl, does well at the Senior. But every step along the way, he learned how to compete from Coach Sessions, is what he said. He learned how to work from Coach Sessions, is what he said. And he went to Southern Miss and carried those same values. Now he's at Atlanta carrying the same values. So what he learned as a young man from his family, from his coaches, from school, he carried with him, and look what it's done for him.
Yeah, you heard him say his hands were God-given. He was always able to catch the ball, but then he was catching 150 passes
a day.
Just to work on his
hands. So I hope those young athletes we get out there hear what Dalt just said. You got to put the work in. If you want to be the best, you got to put in the work. Just because you got God-given talent, that's not going to take you on the ride. You got to do the work. There's no doubt about it.
And Ito Smith has definitely done that. He's earned each and every paycheck that he's now receiving in the NFL, and he increased his stock right here in his own backyard at the Senior Bowl, so it couldn't get any sweeter. Want to see everyone come out today to the Senior Bowl kickoff at 1:30. Again, you heard Ito Smith say they're going to pick one fan for an opportunity to win $10,000 randomly. So, again, you can't win that $10,000 if you're not at the game. Come out and support the Senior Bowl right here in Mobile, Alabama. You're listening to the Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This segment of the Prep Sports Report brought to you by Parker Dental and Orthodontics. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha. Corey LeBounty, Mark Lasser, Dalton Orwick, Philip on the phone lines. And we're scheduled to be joined by Edwin Howard, the head coach at Winona High School, and his team is ranked number one in the Class 5A poll. And Coach Howard has his Winona Dragons playing very well. And it's a situation to where Winona last year made it to the Final Four, and he just coaches his team so hard. And Coach Howard, we want to thank you for joining us this morning on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line. How's it going this morning?
It's going pretty well. Thanks for having me. We just had to get ready to get on the bus now, headed down to head over to Mississippi for the High Bay Classic. We just finished one of our area games last night, so we just run on fumes pretty much this weekend, but we're going to make it through.
And this kind of stretch prepares you for the postseason play, whether it's your area tournament or the state tournament, to where you're playing teams possibly on back-to-back nights or off one-day rest. Talk to us about the Winona Dragons schedule so far. I know you guys are currently ranked number one, but this past week, a week ago today, you played in the MLK Classic there, and you defeated Pinson Valley, who was ranked number one in the state also.
Yes, sir. Yeah, this was very competitive. Our schedule has been very demanding this year. We've been to the Lighthouse, which is in Mississippi. We played against, I think, the number one team in Mississippi with DJ Jeffries and a team out of Georgia, Grayson. They had a pretty good crop of upcoming juniors. We went to the Bristol. We went up to Bristol, Virginia, Tennessee line. We played in the Arby's Classic, which that hosted a lot of top-notch competition. So, with the team that we have coming back off the Final Four run from last year, I felt it would be great for us to go ahead and try to schedule some tougher competition to get us ready for the postseason play, along with, you know, our area play. We got, you know, Parker and Fairfield and Pleasant Grove, and also we also play an annual game with Mount Brook. So our schedule is pretty demanding.
Coach Aldwin, I'm wondering, you got that number one ranking beside your name. What? How do you coach that with your players? Because I know all the players probably want to be number one, but then there's a point of time when that becomes a little too much of part of the picture, and you need them to focus on playing. How do you stand on that line between being overconfident at being number one and knowing that you're the top-ranked team in the state?
Yes, sir. That's a good thing. We just had a conversation about that last week. If think about a week and a half ago, maybe 2 weeks, we played. We dropped an area game, and it was kind of a blessing in disguise, because you have to silence the noise, the outside noise. Put it in a box and put it somewhere. Yeah, we all want to be number one, but I don't ever recall any state championships given out in the middle of January. So it's just noise. It's a distraction. I, for one, don't particularly care for it, but you know, it's all, you know, it's for the kids. The kids like it, but you have to make sure you have a mature bunch of guys, which we do, that blocks out the noise and makes sure that they understand what's the bigger picture, what's the bigger goal. And we've been able to do that. We got back on the winning track, and just trying to, you know, make sure we maintain focus on what the end is going to be.
You have a couple of guys that lead this team. Cameron Tucker and Jaden Sanders have been playing great basketball for you. Tell us about them and a couple of other guys that, here as this area tournament starts and getting ready for the regional tournament that we're going to be hearing about, not only here down in Mobile, Alabama, but across the state.
Okay, we got about two bell cows, that's what I call them, my finishers. It's Cameron Tucker and Justin Minner. Those two guys have been, we all came in together as, you know, my first year I went on, they were my first class to come in. Justin Minn is a 6'4 swing guy. He can play 1-5 position in high school. He has quite a few mid-major offers. He's a qualifier. His basketball IQ is very high. Cameron Tucker, he's a dog. He's a point guard. Everything we do kind of runs through him. I have a 6'9 center, Jadarius Eatman. His better days are ahead of him. This is only his fourth year playing basketball ever. He's raw, but he's all very coachable. Justin also has a twin brother, Jarvis. Jarvis Miller. He's my defensive stopper. He's what we call our Deion Sanders of high school basketball. He takes the best player away from the opposing team. He's very athletic, lengthy. He has a high basketball IQ. And Jaden Sanders is a shooter. We also have Jay Howard. He's a good shooter as well. So we have a host of guys that really play their role, embrace their role, and the good thing about these kids, they're high character kids. All of them are good students in the classroom, good citizens within the community and the school. Don't have any problems out of them. I know you hear so many things about guys that's, you know, problems. I don't have those problems. That goes back to the parents as well as our principal, Dr. Willie Ghost, but he does a good job of maintaining, make sure these guys maintain their order and doing the things they're supposed to do to become successful and good citizens.
Coach Odwin Howard, the head coach of the Winona Dragons, has his team ranked number one in the Class 5A poll. And got about a minute left with you, Coach. I couldn't let you off the line without talking about my good friend Emmanuel Bell, a friend of this program that we pray for each and every Saturday morning, has his Lady Dragons ranked number six. How are the Lady Dragons doing over there?
Lady Dragons are doing well. They're doing well. They're battling. It's kind of hard to talk about Coach Bell. He's such a staple in the community and in the program. He's doing well. His spirits are high. He comes to work every day. He's making it. He has a lot of people around him that loves him and supports him. But he is the face of Winona Dragon basketball, and he's been a great help to me. He's been a mentor to me when I need something done or I ran into a problem. He's always been there to, you know, Coach, it's going to be okay. Keep battling. He's always told me that. Just keep battling, Coach. Keep battling. But Coach Bell is—he's a good guy, good spirit, good heart, and we all been praying for him. And he's making his strength is coming back, so he's doing well. He's doing well.
We love to hear that, Coach Howard. And just want to thank you for taking the time before your game today to join us on the Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5. And we look forward to talking to you in the upcoming weeks as you prepare for the area, hopefully regional and state tournament. We'd love to see you back at the BJCC calling your games again. So thanks again, Coach Howard from Winona High School, joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
Again, Odwin Howard has his team ranked number one, guys. And again, I ask almost every single coach who comes on here who has won a state championship or is in contention, is it easier to be the hunter or the hunted? And most coaches say it's easier to be the hunter, and they would rather be the hunter than the hunted. And sometimes people embrace that dynasty like Mountain Brook has done and Bucky McMillan. Those guys are just in the Final Four winning state championships year after year, but they have to defend it, and people play a lot harder when you have that number one team on your chest.
You know, it's right, and you have to worry about your kids when they get, if you get to that number one ranking, and like Coach said, nobody's won a state championship in January. They just haven't. It's not going to be there. Number one doesn't mean anything, but it does to those kids. They like reading that stuff, and they like hearing it. So complacency gets involved. So the coach has got a great job. So do the parents. They got to do a great job of helping those kids figure out that's just a number by your name. It doesn't mean anything. You got to go play hard.
We're wrapping up hour number one right here on the Prep Sports Report on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, hour number two, we're going to talk a lot more high school basketball and some high school football also. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, it's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
Good morning and welcome to the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha. Rick Cleveland's on assignment this morning. Hope he has safe travels to Birmingham. Mark Lasseter in the studio with us, Dalton Orwig running the board, and Philip on the phone lines, where you can give us a call at 251-343-0106. Want to welcome everyone to the Port City, as again, it's Senior Bowl Saturday right here in Mobile, Alabama. Please come out and support the Senior Bowl. Kickoff is scheduled for 1:30 p.m. It will be televised by the NFL Network. Also, looking outside of our beautiful studios, we see plenty of sunshine, so we'll make for awesome tailgating today and a great game day experience.
Yeah, kickoff at 1:30, but we know the fun begins way, way before them. I'm sure there's fans already out there with their grills smoking, and then by 10 o'clock, I'm sure that Ladd People Stadium lot will be full.
Without question. Joining us now on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Line is the head girls basketball coach at Hartsell High School in North Alabama, Gary Orr. Coach Orr, thanks for joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report.
Thanks for inviting me, Core.
Coach, want to talk to you about your Lady Tigers team. You're currently ranked number 3 in the Alabama Sports Writers Association poll, and you played some great competition thus far. You took an unfortunate loss this past week, but tell us a little bit about your team and your season thus far.
Well, like I said, we've only got 4 losses, so, you know, we've had some up and down moments defensively, but we have a great group of seniors and some young players that are really starting to play really well. And, you know, we're just, like I said, the loss this week was unfortunate, but hopefully we can get things headed back on the right track next week.
Coach, tell us about your senior players. I know you have a couple of special young ladies who you've had an opportunity to coach for many years. I think one of them maybe since she was a 9th grader or maybe even an 8th grader. But talk to us about your current roster and who's standing out and who we need to look for as the area tournament and the regional tournaments begin.
Okay, well, Mariah Taylor's the freshman that she started here, the freshman, and this is her senior year coming up. Her and Callie Carty, and you know, they are the two seniors that's really playing really well right now. One of our other seniors, you know, she's playing her role well, is Allie Mayfield, and let's see, that's 3 of the 5. Madison Lawler and Mackenzie Jackson, you know, this is her. She's come back from being out for a couple of years. Those kids are, you know, they're kind of streaming together. And, you know, we have some sophomores, Lily Carty and Haley Holthauser, they fit in really well. And then we have another freshman that's been with us for 2 years. She's played in the program since she was in the 8th grade. So, and her name is Mason Marchbank. So, you know, we have a good mixture of kids. And this senior class is trying to go out with a bang. So, you know, they have a lot in front of them.
We're speaking with head coach Gary Orr from Hartsell High School. And again, the Prep Sports Report can reach you from Gulf Shores all the way up to Huntsville High School and all points in between. And coach, when you look at your basketball team right now, you're talking about defensively you want to try to get better, but what are you most impressed with what you've seen and what you've learned from your team so far?
Well, like I said, the defense at points is really great. And then sometimes we're a little lax. And, you know, like I said, that's what we've talked about, is being more consistent there, you know, because if you be consistent defensively, when you have those moments that you're going to struggle offensively sometime throughout games, that'll carry you through it.
A couple of years ago, you had an opportunity to make it to the Final Four and play the local team in LaFleur High School. I know you're trying to get back there, but what kind of experience, not only from a head coaching standpoint, but from a player standpoint, have your girls used as motivation to try to make it back to Birmingham and the Final Four?
Well, yeah, they've had their taste in that year, and they also, like last year, we made it to the regionals. We lost to the eventual state champion, Hazel Green. So they're very hungry to get to the regionals. And, you know, like I said, the biggest thing is if we can get back to the regionals, then that gives us a chance to get to the state. So we have to take it in stages. So, yeah, they remember those experiences. And hopefully it'll be a plus for us down the stretch here in our area tournament and our sub-region game.
And will you be hosting your area tournament in North Alabama?
We have a game Monday night that determines that. If we take care of our end of it, then yes, we will be hosting. If we don't, then we have a coin toss.
And some teams have a 5-team area, some have a 4, and some have a 3. They're in North Alabama. What teams fit into your area?
Coleman and Decatur, we're a 3-team area, and we're crossover with Athens Muscle Shoals and Columbia High School for the sub-region game.
So all games with an opportunity, all opponents that you've seen so far, and again, it comes down to that Monday night game. I know you were going to get ready for practice this morning, so definitely want to thank you for taking the time this morning to join us on the Prep Sports Report, and want to wish you the best moving forward into the area tournament. And I know you'll have senior night or enjoy the last few games with these senior girls who you've had an opportunity to watch grow under your tutelage. So best of luck to the Hartsell Lady Tigers, and just thank you so much for joining us this Saturday morning.
Thank you for having me, and best of luck to you and your family and your workmates there. So y'all have a blessed day.
Thanks, Coach Orr. Make sure you tell my cousin Belinda I said hello as well, and appreciate you for being on.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling.
It's a situation, guys, where we hear coaches talk about the rankings become sometimes nothing but a number. Coach Lasseter, you spoke about it earlier today, but as we're winding it down, I know you had a chance to see some great basketball last night as well right here along the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, I did. It was my first opportunity to go to St. Michael's Catholic School over in Fairhope and watch a basketball between some basketball last night between Bayside Academy and St. Michael's in an area play, boys and girls. And, you know, it was I got to watch the girls' game was awesome. You know, battled back and forth, went into overtime, and Bayside came up with a win in overtime. And that was quite a thrill to watch those girls win from Bayside, and the girls from St. Michael's just played their guts out. It was a very, very good game. Then the boys played another great game, you know, great defense on both sides, and came down to the very last shot. And St. Michael's, I cannot remember the boy's name, starts with a K. He shot the last shot right there at the 1.5 seconds left in the game to put them ahead, and they went on and won the game by 1 point. The greatest thing for me was the crowd, the student sections were both full, and they were cheering back and forth against one another about different stuff, but there's nothing got personal. Nothing was directed toward a player. It was all in good form. I'll just say that. The cheering, and they were getting on to each other, you know, saying things about, you know, the scoreboard. And, but it was good cheering. That's the kind of thing I like to see. And then after the game, I saw the kids, parents talking to one another, shaking hands after the game was over, the players, and after a lot of class and sportsmanship was shown. So kudos to both schools. And I tell you what, that is a beautiful facility out there in Fairhope at St. Michael's. They got a really nice facility, and it's really beautiful inside. That gym is something else. It was really impressive.
Last night, I know I had an opportunity to go out to Spanish Fort High School and watch Spanish Fort in Daphne. And across the state of Alabama, Coach Drew Powell has led the movement, the Shooting to Change movement, in which you're supporting autism and autism awareness. And last night, Spanish Fort and Daphne both had students who came in and were almost like assistant coaches or managers for the team, and that was awesome to see. And being able to recognize that cause across the state of Alabama, kudos to Drew Powell, who we had on here a couple of weeks ago, the new head coach at Thompson High School, for starting this initiative and awareness, because his son was diagnosed with autism, Parker was. And it's just an awesome situation to see all the coaches, all the players during the warm-ups have on the Shooting to Change Autism Awareness shirts. And that's just not a movement here along the Gulf Coast. It's a movement statewide. So, again, that was awesome to see last night. We have a couple of McDonald's All-Americans in the state of Alabama going to play in the McDonald's All-American game March 27th at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta. That will be Mountain Brook's Trendon Watford, as well as Pleasant Homes' River Baldwin. River Baldwin is the 6'5", five-star Florida State signee. She'll play for the E Squad. Is two-time 1A Player of the Year, and of course, everyone knows about Mr. Basketball Trendon Watford. He's five-star, uncommitted. And talking about being committed in basketball coming up, football signing day is coming up February 6th, too, so we'll be talking about that. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Live on the Prep Sports Report Radio Network, it's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Want to say hello to our buddies at the DoubleTree Inn in New York, who always have an opportunity to listen to us, and our good friends at WYEA 106.5 in Sylacauga, and listening to us on the lake at 105.1 also. It's always great to have everyone tuned in to the Prep Sports Report each and every Saturday morning, 52 weeks out of the year, right here on FM Talk 106.5. And it doesn't get any better than our Saturday morning breakfast on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication line. Scooter, Good morning, Scooter. How's it going?
Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Scoot.
Good morning, Dalt.
Hey, morning, Scoot. Good to hear from you on this Saturday.
You know who I'm rooting for in the Super Bowl, don't you?
Yeah, the Rams, right?
No. You think I would root against Tom Brady?
No way.
No way, buddy.
And you've had 9 opportunities to root for Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in Super Bowls.
I tell you what, the first one was against the Rams, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so, back in 2001. That's right, after the Tuck Rule game against Oakland.
And my question was, who was the announcer for that game?
Did they go Summerall and Madden?
Very good.
Bingo,
Belt. You have to play for overtime. Tom Brady doesn't play for overtime.
No, he doesn't. And I saw a great quote, Scooter. I thought of you when I saw it. I can't remember. I think it was Spikes, back when he played with New England, Brandon Spikes. And he was talking with Tom Brady about the Pro Bowl. And Tom Brady said, we don't play to go to the Pro Bowl. It's all about rings here in New England.
And it will be there as long as Tom's there, won't it?
No doubt about the GOAT.
What's your trivia, Mark?
All right, buddy, here we go.
By the way, Corey, you still owe me my pizza.
I'll get you covered, Scooter. I promise you, buddy.
All right, in the 2000 NFL draft, the Patriots famously drafted Tom Brady in the 6th round with the 199th overall pick. Can you name one of the 6 quarterbacks drafted ahead of him?
No, I can't, because I didn't follow the NFL draft back then.
Okay, here's a couple of them. Chad Pennington was the 18th pick.
He went to the Jets, didn't he?
Yep, sure did.
He was from Marshall.
Another. They never called him Broadway Chad.
No, never did get that name. There's some of the T. Martin, Mark Bolger, Chris Redman, Giovanni Carmazzi from Hofstra. Never heard of him. And so all those guys, T. Martin, I guess, has had some success and doing having success coaching, but nobody had the success that the 6th round pick Tom Brady has had.
T. Martin did something at Tennessee that Peyton never did. He won the national championship.
That's right. T. Martin's a great player.
And now he's back in Knoxville.
Back in Knoxville coaching.
See what? Tennessee's got a good basketball team too, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They're pretty good.
Are they not good enough to hold up the Kentucky Wildcats though?
I think they are.
It'll be interesting, Scooter, because they got that number one ranking. Everybody's coming for them.
Who do you think will win, between Tom, or do you think it'll be Jared Goff?
I'm going Tom, Scooter.
You know who the crowd will be rooting for. They don't like anything to do with the Rams in Atlanta, do they?
No, they don't, Scooter. I tell you what, to get Tom Brady.
Atlanta fans looking for Los Angeles and anything?
I don't know, Scooter. I tell you what, though, what we are rooting for is that big Scooter pump
Before
that you
I
give us.
Before I give a Scooter pump, why do you think that the Super Bowl doesn't do the games on NBC anymore?
They rotate. Yeah, they do. They do.
But they do rotate. You're right. This year, Tony Romo's calling it on CBS.
And I love Jim Entz. Hello, friends.
That's right, Scooter.
He's from Houston, isn't he?
He is.
And Tony Romo's from Eastern Illinois.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
How about that pump, Scoot?
Woo!
Thank you, buddy.
God bless you and have a good week.
God bless you, pal.
Joining us now on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communications lines will be Trent Massey from Future Ones. And Future Ones was up in Montgomery this week at the Alabama Football Coaches Association meetings, to where many head coaches of SEC schools and non-Power 5 schools were involved. I know Bill Clark had an opportunity to speak, and Gene Chizik and Nick Saban and Travis Williams, the defensive coach for Auburn, and just so many more. Joe Moorhead. A lot of names, Trent, were down in Montgomery at the Football Coaches Association. And I know Future Ones had an opportunity to intermingle with a lot of them.
Yeah, it was a great week, a couple of days up there in Montgomery. It's just a good time to connect with all the coaches and get to see, like you said, some of those guys come in and speak and, interact with these coaches. And it was a good week up there.
Tell us a little bit about Future Ones. We know we're getting ready to go into spring sports, and that is your tennis, your golf, and also your softball and baseball. I know Future Ones has some great deals and can provide some great apparel as well as equipment.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been a great process for us the last couple of years. We, started out with one jersey. Now we're doing everything from football to tennis. We're actually doing some tennis stuff this year, and baseball, softball, obviously doing a lot of that. So, we've been able to evolve into a one-stop shop and provide quality products at a very affordable price, and get a lot of people on board with us. Going to have a lot of schools this year, and a lot of football teams are ordering right now. We're getting a lot of orders in for that. So it's been a great
great process.
I know a lot of specials are offered by Future One, and you can't get any better than the offers that we do have at Future One's, the quality product. Coaches are already looking ahead, like you said, football, looking forward to their compression stuff in the summertime. But AAU basketball is around the corner, travel volleyball, again, baseball, softball, all your spring sports, whether it's soccer, whether it's golf, it doesn't matter. Future Ones can get you in that great apparel. They can design your uniforms for you, get the look that you're looking for at a great quality and great price. So how can people reach out to Future Ones and purchase those products?
You can always go to futureones.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at Future Ones Jerseys. All of our phone numbers are there. Of course, your number, anybody knows that probably. So you can just get in touch with us however you need to. We're very, very reachable on Facebook at Future Ones. So shoot us a message on there. We'd love to work with any of those guys.
Just want to thank Trent Massey for joining us this morning from Future Ones. And as we continue to grow, Trent, I know people will continue throughout the state of Alabama, not only the state of Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, really across the nation, continue to hear about Future Ones as we continue to provide great apparel as well as meeting your equipment needs.
Yeah, Corey, I appreciate that. You know, if I have a minute, I just wanted to share about the upcoming news that'll be coming out, you know, pretty soon. I'll let the local folks in on it, but starting in July of this year, Future Ones will be taking over the Alabama High School Athletic Association state apparel partnership. And so any people that are listening, if your kids make it to the All-Star Games this summer and Mississippi High School football game, Mississippi High School Alabama game, over the next 3 years, they will be wearing Future Ones apparel, uniforms and all the gear that they get when they get there. So we're excited about that, and we'll be launching a announcement here pretty soon, officially.
Huge news, again, the AHSAA partnering with Future Ones, and that will start with the North-South game that's going to be held this summer and trickle on down to the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star game. But in between now and then, you can get all your uniform and apparel needs and equipment needs from Future Ones. Contact myself, Trent Massey, Gus Smith, anybody at Future Ones. Very accessible. Look forward to working with you more in the future, Trent.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Y'all have a great day.
Also on this beautiful Saturday, from the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines is David. David, good morning.
How's everybody doing today?
Doing good, buddy. How are you?
I can't believe it's actually Senior Bowl Saturday. The sun's out. Warm. It's unusual.
It is. It's usually rainy and cold.
Rainy and cold. Something's gone wrong.
What you got on the lot today, buddy?
I'll tell you what, I haven't had this many cars on the lot in probably a year, and it is packed full. I've got dozens of cars under the $10,000 mark, and more coming in on a regular basis. So I can pretty much fit any need.
Tell us how folks can get a hold of you, buddy.
You can catch us. We are in Crichton, right at the split of Moffitt and Spring Hill, 3150 Moffitt Road. We have a webpage, CNC Financial and Auto Sales.com. Well, the best way is just pick up the phone and give us a call at 251-338-9019.
David, we appreciate you, buddy, being a part of our show, and anything we do to help you, let us know, bud.
I appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, pal.
David at CNC and Financial and Auto Sales, and it's income tax season, so a lot of people will be cashing those checks looking to get those new cars. What better place to do it than CNC Financial and Auto Sales? And in this last minute that we have before we go back to commercial, just want to talk to about the bowling championships coming up. We're going to talk wrestling championships coming up. A lot of busy sports as we conclude the winter sports and get ready to jump right into spring sports here in the Alabama High School Athletic Association. So much going on. We try to get it all in, but love to hear back from you. 251-343-0106. And Dalton, how can they get in touch with us?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/PrepSportsReport1065, and on Twitter at PSR1065.
PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report. Rick Cleveland on assignment this morning. Want to wish him safe travels. Mark Lasseter, Dalton Orwick, Philip on the phone lines. You can reach us at 251 334-3106. And, Coach, I know you got some great news to share with us this
morning. You know, I just ran across some things the other day. Now, everybody who knows me knows I'm not a tweeter. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, that would be right.
Did I say that right?
You said it right.
But I do have an account. I'm not going to tell nobody because I don't ever put anything on there. I just like to read stuff. But I did see something from a good friend of mine, Brent Dearman, you know, former quarterback at Vigor High School, coached at BC Rain and Vigor, went on to Auburn. And congratulations to him, Corey. What was the position he received?
It just says he has an opportunity to be on Les Miles' staff
at Kansas. And so just great things for Roger Dearman going out to Kansas and coaching on that staff. But I read something that he tweeted. It says, "What a huge honor for my dad and our family. My dad, Coach Roger Dearman, was awarded the National Foundation Football Foundation's Lifetime Achievement Award. My dad is my hero and mentor." And, you know, as y'all read that statement, when I read that statement, you know how I am, y'all. The great thing is, it's a great thing to be a Lifetime Achievement Award. But the greatest thing I like to read is my dad is my hero and my mentor. That tells me all I need to know about Roger Dearman. And I've known Roger for many years, and congratulations to you, buddy. And I think he's been over in Mississippi for a little while, coaching over in Mississippi. And just a fine guy, always a positive attitude, and good guy to be around. So congratulations to both Roger and Brent Dearman.
You know, speaking of Les Miles, I saw something funny yesterday on Twitter, speaking of Twitter also, and we saw him over the summer. Was it the Dr. Pepper ads that he was acting in?
Yeah.
And then I think he was in a beer ad also.
Yeah.
And
Dosakis or
Dos Equis. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And we know that he's the new coach at Kansas.
Right.
But I saw this movie poster. He got fourth billing on this movie called The Challenger Disaster. He's been acting since he, yeah, I guess, before he became the coach, and now at Kansas, those acting opportunities will be much more limited. But he is on the movie poster for this movie called The Challenger Disaster. He plays Nelson in the movie about the Challenger explosion. I guess he was in another comedy at the end of last year that was released called Daisy and Smiling Jack. So Les Miles, such a character.
The Mad Hatter.
And he's also been acting. I thought that was hilarious.
That is pretty interesting.
I tell you what. I miss him in the SEC.
I do, too.
I do, too. I loved his character. And say what you want about the guy. He was a really good football coach, and he was always, always good for a line in interviews and stuff. So I really enjoyed that. Go ahead, Corey.
You one of your buddies, Smitty Grider, was the first football coach named at the new Dothan High School. And
yes.
Again, those two schools merge. So Smitty Grider is continuing to be on the move. He's been very active because he's bounced around from Hazel Green. Then you turn around and you look at his Park Crossing. But going to combine those, Dothan High School and Northview are going to be called Dothan High School. Smitty Grider, the new coach there.
That's exactly right. Smitty's a long time. I've known Smitty since we both kind of got started at the same time. He was started a little bit after I did. But I've known him a long time, and he's always done a good job, and we wish him the best of luck there in the Dothan area. I'm going to get over to the wrestling tournament. Went on Thursday. It was the wrestling dual team tournament. It's different than the regular team and / individual tournament, which they score team points, but you don't wrestle as a team at one time. A dual team tournament means one team, let's say Spanish Fort, lined up and wrestled Fairhope, at all their guys wrestled each other at one time. That is a dual team tournament. The individual team tournament is where they're all the kids are put in weight class brackets, and they may wrestle at all different times, so they're not together as a team at one time, but they still keep a team score, if that makes sense. There's individual champions, and there is also team champions in that tournament. But the dual team tournament was wrestled this week, and in Class 1A through 5A, Scottsboro won that state championship with a score of 50-24 over St. James. Oxford in 6A won their state championship 42-27 over Gardendale. And in 7A, Thompson won another state championship in wrestling 51-12 over Bob Jones, and that was in the dual team tournament. And there will be more wrestling news coming up in the next few weeks. In bowling, I saw where the boys champions, state champions, was Vestavia Hills with a score of 1,538 over East Limestone, 1,503, which was pretty good pretty good little drummer. I bet that thing got exciting down the stretch. And in girls bowling, south side of Gadsden won 1,329 to 1,326. Oh. So you know those last few rolls were really something else.
And it was a three-peat for Southside Gadsden. This is the fourth year that the AHSAA has sanctioned bowling as one of its sports, and it gives kids an opportunity to earn a scholarship because many colleges now have bowling teams, and the more opportunities that you have to earn a scholarship, the better you are.
You know what that means, Corey? Time for future ones to move into bowling.
I was looking at that as an opportunity.
I got another one for shirts. You. Coming up pretty soon, fishing. We talked to Scott Berry from Fairhope last year, I believe, and we're going to try to get him on again when it gets closer to the fishing season. And there's another opportunity for future ones. So that's a lot of things going on. I love what we're doing, giving all these different kids an opportunity to compete in something that they don't have to have size and speed and what's your vertical leap and how much can you squat. And that, I mean, it gives all kids an opportunity to compete.
Yeah, and with college being so expensive, and it seems like all we talk about sometimes is student loans and just how exorbitant they become. But we've always had the traditional sports, your football, baseball, basketball, golf, where you could compete in high school and earn a scholarship to the next level. But with lacrosse, and wrestling's been there too for a long time, but with lacrosse, bowling, fishing, some of these new sports that people like to do as an extracurricular activity, and a lot of kids are really good at that stuff. I think it's awesome that some of the schools are moving into those areas.
Absolutely, and I'm so excited about things that are going on, especially in wrestling. I really like to see it moving in our area here now. It's becoming more and more prevalent. I have a good friend of mine, Niall Yamani, who has Yamani's martial arts over in Daphne, and he teaches wrestling, and he's a national champion wrestler. One day I'd love to get him on our show and let him talk about some of the things. But what's great about it, when I had elementary PE, when I was teaching elementary PE at Bayside, he has a young kids wrestling program, and some of those kids that I did not know wrestled, I went and watched them wrestle. When I saw two or three of those kids who had a hard time competing in the bigger sports, but they got out there and wrestled, and I mean, they held their own, did a good job, and what it did for them is give them self-confidence, and what their ability to do is that just because they can't play basketball because they're like me and they're short and dumpy and can't jump, just like me, they can go out and wrestle and be competitive. It's a great thing for them. So kudos to Niall Yamani Martial Arts and Daphne.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a sport, football would be the closest, that you learn more self-discipline from than in wrestling, and especially with the weight classes, and you got to be paying attention to what you eat. But like you said, the weight classes go so low that you don't have to be a big brawler to compete and be good in that sport. And with a sport that I follow closely and have loved for years, MMA, and just the rise of UFC yes. over the years, that wrestling is one of the best ways if you do want to get into MMA. And I know that's a lot of moms and dads out there don't want their kids to get into MMA, but wrestling is a great base to begin that training. And if you start early and start in school, that can turn into a college scholarship, and then it really can turn into a career after that.
It absolutely can. And the third thing about wrestling is that I was fortunate enough to wrestle in high school. I wasn't real good at it, but I really loved the sport. But coaching it, I saw what difference it made in athletes. Now, as a football coach, I remember when I first went to Benjamin Russell in 1985, Coach Savarese was the head coach. He hired me there. That was my first year of varsity coaching. And he told me he wanted all of his offensive linemen on that wrestling mat. And so we made an effort to get those kids out because he wanted them in there for the agility, for the flexibility, for the one-on-one combat in close circle. Because all offensive linemen, when you play offense, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. It's a one-on-one fight right there at the line of scrimmage. So we did that, and man, you talk about it was unbelievable. So how some of those kids transformed from one season to another. When I was in high school, I finished my freshman year playing football at 145 pounds. My first wrestling match was in the 145-pound weight class. I got beat so bad, I had to cut weight. I said, I'm going to cut weight. Well, I was a little butterball, okay? Bad butterball. Worse than I am now. I wrestled the last tournament at the 105-pound weight class.
Wow.
I had a lot, but it was easy coming off because I was a little fatty, you know, and I'm just telling you. And it fell off pretty quick, and I got down to that weight class, and then I competed against guys my own size and strength. The problem I had was that I had lost too much weight in a short period of time. If I had lost it slowly over a long period of time, I would have had my strength, but I didn't have as much stamina because I was just too weak from losing too much weight. But what you were saying a minute ago about being a 105-pound weight class, it gets that low. Kids that small can wrestle.
And you're talking about losing weight. We've had coaches who have come in from all across the country this week, and one guy who hasn't lost any weight is Blunt's Lee Hunter. He's 6'5", 287 pounds. Nick Saban was in town this week, Gus Malzahn, many other coaches making these stops to these schools while they make the Senior Bowl visits as well. But the 2020 class is just full of superstars here locally, which it continues to be, and that's something that kudos to these coaches, the way that we're continuing to develop talent.
How about Saraland?
I mean, I'm
Saraland,
sitting here looking
I
at
think
it.
They have
Brent Nizak, Rashawn McAlpine, linebackers Adam Chaney and Sean Bird, defensive tackle Chandler Handy. They made the state championship game in this past year, and there's a reason for it. I mean, got so many coaches coming in.
It was
in.
Like Parade of Stars over there this week. You had coaches coming in and out all week long, and I know Jeff Kelly's got to feel good about that for you know, them being able to get those kids ready, not just because they're great athletes, but making those great athletes better and really good football players.
And that's the biggest thing that you could ask for right there. Spanish Ford is losing a 2021 wide receiver. Christian Buckhalter is transferring to IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. So that's a big loss for Coach Blackman. But again, the great talent that's going to be here on display in the Senior Bowl today at 1:30. I'm going to continue to encourage everyone to come out and support this college all-star game that Mobile, Alabama is blessed to have. Coming up next is our Camp Great segment. You don't want to miss that. It's our favorite part of the show right here on the Prep Sports Report.
This segment of the Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report. Rick Cleveland on assignment, having safe travels to Birmingham, Alabama today. Mark Lasseter is going to bring us our Camp Grace segment this morning, which is our favorite segment of the show.
You know, I think I read this story a year or two ago. I'm going to read it again because it is such a touching story to me. I relate to this story in many ways, and I just want to read it for you again. It's a story about Travis Rudolph, Florida State wide receiver. I think he's already graduated from Florida State now. There's a story told about him that I want to share with you, and you've heard us say this before on this show. Too many times all we hear is negative things about athletes, a lot of negative stuff, and we on this show, as you know, we're going to accentuate the positive, and that's what we're going to do in this segment right here as we talk about this young man and what he did and made one young boy's day just a lot better. Florida State wideout Travis Rudolph made Bo Paskey's day last Tuesday. This was a few couple years ago when he ate lunch with the middle schooler at his school there in Tallahassee. This is what Bo's mom, Leah Paskey, wrote on her Facebook page. Several times lately, I have tried to remember my time in middle school. Did I like all my teachers? Do I even remember them? Did I have many friends? Did I sit with anyone at lunch? Just how mean were kids, really? I remember one kid on the bus called me Tammy Faye Baker because I started awkwardly wearing eyeliner in the sixth grade. I remember being tough at first and calling him a silly name back. But when he couldn't see me anymore, I broke down and cried. I do remember middle school being scary and hard. Now that I have a child starting middle school, I have feelings of anxiety for him, and they can be overwhelming if I let them. Sometimes I am grateful for his autism. That may sound like a terrible thing to say, but in some ways I hope it shields him. He doesn't seem to notice when people stare at him when he flaps his hands. He doesn't seem to notice that he doesn't get invited to birthday parties anymore. He doesn't seem to mind if he eats lunch alone. It's one of my daily questions for him. Was there a time today you felt sad? Who did you eat lunch with today? Sometimes the answer is a classmate, but most days it's nobody. Those are the days I feel sad for him, but he doesn't seem to mind. He is a super sweet child who always has a smile and a hug for everyone he meets. A friend of mine sent me this beautiful picture the other day when I saw it with the caption, "Travis Rudolph is eating lunch with your son." I replied, "Who is that?" He said, "FSU football player." Then I had tears streaming down my face. Travis Rudolph, a wide receiver at Florida State, and several other FSU players visited my son's school today. I'm not sure what exactly made this incredibly kind man share a lunch table with my son, but I am happy to say it will not soon be forgotten. This is one day I didn't have to worry if my sweet boy ate lunch alone because he sat across from someone who is a hero in many eyes. Travis Rudolph, thank you so much. You made this mama exceedingly happy and have made us fans for life. On Monday following this, Rudolph surprised Bo with a personalized Florida State jersey and tickets to the Seminoles game against Ole Miss. Many times we go through life and don't stop and try to see and take care of those that we may just pass by. Don't ask somebody, "How are you doing today?" Don't see someone who's alone and just sit down with them and talk to them, because we just don't know what's going on in their life. That may have changed that kid's life. It may not, but no matter what, it made one day better. And if you make one day better for someone in your life, then I think you've done a good thing. It's something good. And Travis Rudolph did that. And there's many other stories about many other players, many other people that have done the same types of things that we don't talk about enough. We have a tendency in our society to always accentuate negative things, just lambasting one another, tearing each other down, constantly trying to find the bad, always trying to find the bad. Why don't we spend as much time trying to find the good? There's good out there in this world. People, innate, in my opinion, are good. They are good. We learn how to be bad. And I think that is one thing that really, really worries me as time goes by and the youth come up today. What do they see? What do they hear on social media? What do they see on TV, hear on the radio? Hear a lot of negativism. So I'm so proud of this story with Travis Rudolph. And if you've already heard it before, I'm sorry. If you haven't heard it, I'm glad you got to listen. But every time I read it, it reminds me of what I'm supposed to do, what my job is every day. Is it to win every game I coach? No, it is not. It is to treat people with kindness and compassion and have some love for one another and try to help somebody have a better day.
And that made national news, the gracious acts of Travis Rudolph. But it's an outstanding subject because, again, this week, Shooting to Change, Autism Awareness here in the state of Alabama, that was produced by Drew Powell, because his son Parker has autism. And now that Drew's gone up to Thompson, he spread the love to North Alabama, as they were already supporters of Autism Awareness. And to see the kids at the game last night that I was at Spanish Fort in Daphne, the support of the crowds and the smiles on the faces of the young kids with autism, to be included and not excluded,
right,
to feel like they were a part and to be a part of the game day activities and festivities was absolutely breathtaking. I mean, the kids with autism last night at Spanish Fort, they had video clips of them singing the national anthem. That's how they played the national anthem last night, with kids with autism singing it. And it was wonderful, a wonderful gesture. And it shouldn't be just for that one day out of the year, not just for the Shooting to Change. It should be what we do on a daily basis in our lives, Coach.
I agree with you. And too many times we don't do that. And I'm as guilty. I'm not preaching.
Me too.
I'm not preaching at anyone. I'm talking to hear myself remind myself of things I've got to do a better
job. Without question, Coach. And just, you know, again, it's a great week of wrapping up high school sports. We could talk another hour about high school sports with everything that's going on in the high school world. Again, February 6th is National Signing Day coming up, and you look at what we have coming up. Just want to thank the guests who joined us this morning on the Prep Sports Report. Coach Armstrong from Baker, Ito Smith, the starting running back from the Atlanta Falcons, Gary Orr, the girls coach at Hartsville High School, Audwin Howard, the boys coach at Winona High School. Thank all of them for joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report. And guys, I love each and every Saturday morning that I get an opportunity to spend with you folks. Please go out and support the Senior Bowl today at 1:30. Beautiful weather. Enjoy the tailgate. And when I leave here, I'm going to Ladd People Stadium immediately. So go and enjoy it.
Absolutely. We're going to try our best to get Terrell Owens on next Saturday before the Super Bowl. I figured he'd have some things to say. So we'll try to get him on here for next Saturday. And I appreciate all of y'all listening today.
For myself, Mark Lassiter, Dalton Orwick, Philip running the phone lines, thanks for listening to the Prep Sports Report.